A committee tasked to choose nominees for the Board of Higher Education has chosen six candidates for two open board positions. However, the committee declined to nominate current board member Kevin Melliker of Fargo for reappointment. Melliker was eligible for a second four-year term on the board. Not one of the five members of the nominating committee suggested he be renominated. Chief Justice Gerald VandeWalle is a member of that committee. Although he didn't propose Melliker's name for nomination, he did express some concerns. VandeWalle said it's hard to get people to seek nomination to the board, and he worries about the message this action will send.
It's a chilling effect.
The committee chair, State School Superintendent Kirsten Baszler, said she understands VandeWalle's point.
I guess right here the decision I have to make today is to put forth the best candidates that are in this pool for our governor to choose from.
Another board member, Mike Ness, was eligible for another four-year term but declined to reapply. The committee's charge is to forward three names to Governor Burgum for each vacancy. The committee chose Jill Louders of Cheyenne, Gregory Stites of Bismarck, and Republican State Representative Roscoe Striley of Minot for Melliker's seat. It chose Daniel Traynor of Devil's Lake, Shireen Hoff of Bismarck, and Republican State Representative Richard Becker of Grand Forks for Ness's seat. Now, the committee had to have four out of the five votes to forward a name. Everyone received endorsement from all five, but Striley had one no vote. That was from committee member Nick Archuleta, the president of North Dakota United, the union representing teachers and state employees. After the names were chosen, Archuleta made this comment.
I also think it's important that as we move these names forward, that we're moving forward names, I hope that the governor will choose somebody who's not going there with an agenda, with an axe to grind, but somebody who's there to make sure that that board functions better than it's functioned lately. And that was my only concern coming into today, and I think we might have done that.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.